Check, check, check. Check. Check, check. The fuck did I put? Oh shit. Check, check, check. All right, let me see if this motherfucker is working. I guess not. Let's see here. Let's see, why am I not getting fluctuation? I don't think y'all can hear me. Check, check, check. Let's see here. Motorcaster. Main. Check, check. I guess y'all can hear me now. All right, I guess y'all can hear me now. I'm sorry. I was seeing what was going on. I guess it wasn't working. We're live here. This is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. This is your boy, the man, Mindset. Wait, let me, Tyler, I know you were calling to see if the lines work. Hold on, Tyler. Let me see. Let me check this out, Tyler. Let me see here. Many of you hear me. Tyler, can you hear me now?
Yo, Tyler, can you hear me? Coach, we can hear you on Blog Talk.
Are you hear me, Tyler?
On Blog Talk.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, Tyler. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, guys. We're here. It's the Man Mindset. It's the Dean. Class is in session. We're here live, man. Hope you guys are doing good. Live, guys, got a lot. We have a great show for you guys today. Hope you guys are ready to get it. Want to shout out to my chat room dogs, all my dogs out there. Let me put the line, the number, and everything. Get the line and number, everything for you guys. But let me change the motherfucking view so y'all can stop seeing the back of my motherfucking dome, my knucklehead. There we go. I'm sorry, guys. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing, man? I know you can only see the back of my head. I know. I was switching it over, man. Come on. What's going on, man? You know what's good, man. You know what's cool. You know what's cool. It's cool that what's cool is when you're driving. Guys, you're driving and shit. And your phone rings. And there she is. She's calling you. She's calling you because she's wondering why you haven't called her. She's calling you because she's wondering why you haven't reached out to her. She's calling you because she's trying to figure out why it is you're not chasing her. She's calling to try to understand that. We're going to get into that for a second. I forgot to shout out everything to my say. Guys, Man Mindset, how you guys doing, man? We're going to chop that up in a second. Guys, I ask all you guys out there, this is a show that is 100% authentic, 100% original. We do our own things in-house, guys. Give y'all a shout-out and everything like that. Want to let y'all guys know if you want to become part of the Man Mindset, guys, we ask you guys to go ahead and get your, go to the store, go to Amazon, get your puzzle pieces. Get your puzzle pieces and learn the game the way you should learn the game, okay? And we ask all you guys out there, go ahead and get your notebooks out, jot this down. We're going to be breaking game to y'all guys, so jot this down, get your notebooks out, all the stuff we're talking about. We want you guys to be a part of this ism. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. 216, I'll bring you in 1 second, brother. Bring you in 1 second. Guys, man, we got to talk about that chase shit. All right, we're going to talk about it in a second. Let me grab 216 real quick. I'm going to grab 216, and then we're going to talk about that shit we're going to talk about. Let's see here. 216, sir, how can I help you, man? What's up, man?
Hello?
Yes, sir,
can you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to check and see, what was the name of that movie that you were telling us about yesterday?
Well, I don't remember. What movie?
It was from HBO. I was looking for it in the other
video. It's called Industry. Let me pull it up. Industry. INDUSTRI. Industry. I have to make sure it's HBO. Is this HBO? Let me see. Industry. Kitchen First. HBO. Industry. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's deep. It's kind of reminds like Billions, but it's showing you a broad range of how your mind operates when your mind is operating as one. Okay, watch that, because you'll see that they're even though they're pushing stock and stuff, they're trying to sell to people, and people don't understand that your mind works the same way. Your mind right now, for a lot of you guys, your mind is trying to sell you on giving up, having fear, anxiety. They're making calls. They got a department right in your head that's making calls all day, every day, trying to convince you to give up and quit. So it's very important to watch that. Okay, brother. All right, thank you, sir. Great call, man.
I got a coaching session with you tomorrow, man. I'm gonna tap in with you.
All right, tapping with you. Hey, you know what? Why are we not doing that tonight, though?
Because I I'm the guy who told you, like, I'm going to get back to you September 1st.
I know, but okay. Listen, okay, real quick. Think about what your mind has just done. There has to be a sense of urgency in you that there's not one. You see what I'm saying? We should not wait till tomorrow. What we should be doing today. And the fact that you put it off those days shows that the lack of motivation you have to want to grow. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I can see where you coming
from. Yeah, you got it. You see, okay, right, real quick, I just want to say, right now you have already failed yourself because there's no sense of urgency. The moment you got coaching, I think I tried to reach out to you, you should have been on that shit. We should have been doing it that day. But the fact that you want to wait shows there's no sense of urgency, and that's why you are where you're at, because you're putting you off. Does that make any sense? You're putting you off. So that's what I'm trying to get you to see. Don't put yourself off. Don't wait till tomorrow, man. Let's get this shit done after the show. Hit me up. Let's get it done. Because you've already failed. Okay. If you put it off to your date, then you have failed because you have mastered and succeeding, wasting time. But I was trying to change your perspective and saying, fuck what you think, you know, in love. Let's get this shit done now to change the way you think, because you're putting things off. This is how you feel about yourself. You're putting yourself off.
Yes,
something to think about. It's up to you. You know, I don't put a gun in your head, but I'm just showing you where you failed already. Because there is no let's do it. You know, you got it a few days ago. Let's do it. No, man, we got to get this shit done now, as soon as I can, because I'm ready to grow now.
Even then, like, I still did get it a week prior to that day that I called you.
So yeah, that's not good. That's a fail. That's what I'm saying. That is a fail, because you want to do it your way, and that's why you're here, because your way, your way ain't working. And your way is the reason why you are where you're at right now, because you have procrastination. And just like that show that you were talking about, you have already, your mind has already called you up to say, sit on your ass and wait. Okay, so just something to think about. It's up to you. We can wait, but I'm just letting you know you've already failed. Because I might ask you, you would sit there, the first thing you know, you're going to say, Steve, I want to learn the game. No, you don't. Because if you want to learn the game, wouldn't you have learned the game days ago? What I'm saying? Yes, I'm just saying, I'm just letting you know, man. That's what a lot of y'all goes, y'all just procrastinate, man. Yeah, it's like, let's do it this day. No, fuck no. Let's do it tonight. That's the thought. That's how you got to be in this game, y'all. Okay? All right, so you think about it, and we'll talk, but I got to go back to the show. But if you want me to call you in the first, I will, but you know I'm going to tell you already failed. So, you know, you already know you failed.
All right,
you can't
Steve.
Say Steve. Yeah. So you can't say, Steve, I want to learn the game. You see what I'm saying? You can't say, Steve, I want to learn the game. You can't say that. Yeah, how long have you been listening to me for? How long have you been listening to me for? Come on, do you have your puzzle pieces?
Yes.
You know, you still fail. There's still no sense of urgency in you, brother. Okay? All right, so we'll chop it up on the first if you want. It's your call what you want to do, okay?
Okay.
All right, respect, man. We'll throw you back in. Thank you very much. All right, so next guy asked me this question. Steve, are they going to drop any more relaxing music? Yeah, I'll get some out, man. I'll get some out. I'll get some out. I'm just, I've been, the birthday stuff is just crazy busy. But like I was saying, guys, to all my dogs out there, Tyler, I'll get to your message in a second, but all my guys out there, y'all don't understand how beautiful it is when, like I told you guys, when you're just driving or you're just chilling at home, and all of a sudden, you get that phone call, that message of, what's up? Or, hey, how you doing? What are you up to? Or, where you been? And all that other stuff. See, what y'all understand, a lot of women out there, 202, I'll bring you 1 second. A lot of women out there, their greatest problem is they're not used to making those phone calls. And when they make those phone calls, it's very weird because a lot of women who get tons of guys, they've never worked or fixed their mind to reach out to you guys. And when they start to reach out to you, they like, whoa, hey, what's going on? Hold on, I'm going to finish one second. I'm going to grab this call real quick. I'm going to grab this call. I'm going to grab this DC call. 202, I can help you, brother. What's up? What's up, DC?
Yo, Steve Dean, class and assassin.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call in and ask a question. So
sure, what's up, brother?
When I buy the package for your mentor, like, what's the best package there, or what's the best?
Well, I don't know. But that would depend on your price point. I don't know. It's something we have to discuss privately.
Money,
so. Well, it's not about do this. Send me your number. When the show is over, I'll call you, and we'll chop it up, okay? Just take off the private, okay? I'm going to call you. As soon as the show's over, I'll call you, and we'll chop it up, okay? Is that cool, brother?
No problem. I'm going to just email you my number.
Yeah, do that shit right now, and I got you. As soon as the show's over, I'll hit you up. Before I even play my Madden game, okay? I'll call you, okay, my brother?
Yeah, I'm playing that shit right now.
Get on that shit, motherfucker. All right, man. Okay, respect. Just stand up, DC. Stand up. But guys, what I'm saying to y'all guys out there that's listening to me is that this is part of the strategy that we're going to be talking about today. Because, see, women are not used to being in a position to reach out to a motherfucker. But the reason they're going to be reaching out to you guys is because of we're always going to be last because, you know what, we stand out. We stand out. So what I want to do is I want to play this clip for you real quick. We got a few clips. But, oh, for all my House of Dragons, the game of Dragons. I mean, it's House of Dragons. For my Game of Thrones aficionados. This is going to be the theme that we're going to be talking about today. Thank you, Boxing. I appreciate that. But this is what I'm saying. See, in the House of Dragons, they made a lot of great statements. One statement they made that I didn't even grab for you guys, they said, when the storm is coming, you either go through the storm or go around the storm. You never let the storm come to you. But see right here where he says, seat at the king's table does not make you his equal. And gentlemen, this is why I had that lady with the money in her hand, because most of you guys are making women not only your equal, you're making them better than you. You sit at a throne that nobody has but you. You have your own throne. And as a man, a man, you must understand that, guess what? Just because you give her a little bit of time, just because you give her your phone number, just because you send her a text message or voice message or a video message does not mean that she's your equal. And what's so beautiful about what I'm saying to you guys right now is the same reason why when they give you that phone call, they're really nervous. They're really nervous. And the reason why they're so nervous, everybody, is because they're not used to really reaching out to a man. You see, guys, most women out here are so used to being run behind, run after, and sought after, that when they remember, they're very insecure. And that's not a bad thing for the women. I don't want y'all to think that being insecure is a bad thing. It's just, it drives curiosity when you don't give her power over yourself by not letting her in your mind. Once she's in your mind, it's already a wrap. But when they call you, they don't know what to say because their heart's pounding a little bit. They got a little bit of butterflies. This happens before they dial the number. Then when they call you, you can tell in their voice, they're walking on eggshells. They're beating around the bush. They're trying to just start dialogue back up again. Because deep, deep, deep down, they want to say, I miss you. Deep, deep, deep down, they want to say, you know what? I've been thinking about you. But they don't want to say it just yet because they just want to see where you're at. They're kind of feeling you out to see where you at or where am I at in the midst of all this stuff. How are things for me? You see what I'm saying? Well, did he think about me, or is he thinking about me, or what's going on with him? And guys, this is a deep show today. We're going to get deep today because we're going to show you something. I'm going to show you some game. But first, I'm going to show you this clip. There's two clips I want to show you. One from Morgan Freeman and one from motherfucking LL Cool J. All right, so let's go ahead and grab this clip. Let's play it. I guess it's looping. It's an echo. Okay. Let me see. So we're back. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I'm still trying to work the kinks out of this thing. But I figured out to take out the thing. But it shouldn't be looping right now. It shouldn't echo right now. We should be okay. But this is what he was saying. And this is what we talked about, being rejected. KP asked the question, when going to put my bid in, is okay to want to get rejected? Well, have we worked on your bid, KP? Because if we haven't worked on your bid, please don't use those words. If we have not worked on your bid, please do not work. Don't use those words because you don't know what your bid is. So please don't say things that you don't even know, because you wouldn't even have said what you said if you even had your bid. So it's kind of showing you don't have your bid, sir. So if you have your bid, then why the fuck are you talking that way then? Why are you even thinking about rejecting? Dude, please, come on, man. Come on. We work on your bid. You shouldn't be talking this way. That's a fail. That is a fail. Because you shouldn't give a fuck about getting rejected or not. Come on, man. Anyway, like I was saying to y'all guys out here. So I'm going to go play LL Cool J right now. And LL Cool J is going to be like 2 or 3 minutes. So I'll definitely, guys, you'll hear echo at first, but I will fix the echo within seconds of you hearing LL Cool J. So let me grab LL Cool J. Let me pop him in. Damn, this shit is dope. Guys, y'all have the number to call in if y'all want to call in. You have the number. But do y'all see the beauty of what we're talking about? And that's what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be talking about that, okay? And this is what I'm saying, man. And Regina, you got to be older. If this ain't for you, wait till you get out of high school. When you get 18, your nuts drop. Get at me. You're too young for this. So, the thing is with a lot of you guys out here is that in order for you to actually, yes, you got to be 18 years or older, 18 or older. So anyway, so the thing is that when you guys out here, all you've been doing all your life is running behind women, chasing women. And we men don't chase because we strategize. We don't chase women. We position ourselves to show the women why us. And that's what we're going to be talking about and discussing today while I take your phone calls and answer any questions that you have. But we do not ever chase a woman because we are opportunity. You see, the thing about game and the beautiful thing that's different from chasing a woman versus positioning is that I'm not positioning anything for a piece of ass, whereas the average guy is chasing for sex. See, the man that's trying to sleep with the woman complicates the game because he doesn't understand that the game will never be about women. But as a man who positions himself, I just make simple solutions. Do simple things to understand things, to not complicate things. Because the more you make things simple, the more it's easier to deliver. The more I rehearse my bid, the easier it is to say to a woman. The more I work on my mouthpiece, the easier it is I can make her smile, laugh, and blush. So I, because of position, I try to make things simple. You see what I'm saying, guys? Making things simple. And that's the important thing, okay? All right? And C. Williams says you're still lying to these good old beta men. What are we lying about? Wait, C. Williams, what are we lying about, girl? Tell me what we're lying about. If anybody's lying, I think you're lying about the weave you got on your head. I don't think the lie is the beta men. I think the lie is the self-hate that you have for yourself. Let's break it down. Let's look at you. You have a weave on. Let me blow you up a little bit. Let me break it down, because if you wanna come here and be disrespectful, we can play. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what you think, but I'm gonna keep it all the way a buck. You got the weave. You have daddy issues. You're looking for approval from a guy. You're trying to show more skin than you need to show. And if I took a light to you, I can see the cum war wound. So who's lying to who? Why would I lie to these men when you are a walking lie? And I guarantee you, every guy that has treated you the way I'm treating you made your weak-ass pussy wet. So what are we doing here? That's not nice to say. Come on, don't be mean. Because you being mean like that, I got to call you out, okay? I got to talk about your weave and shit. No, when you peel that shit off your fucking noggin, that shit is going to have divots in your head. So that means the rest of your life, you got to wear a wig or a scarf on your fucking head to put a wig on. Because when that motherfucker pulls that shit off, you're going to have divots in your hair. I'm not going to talk about all the glue and shit you put on your hair. Am I going to talk about that? No. Because you just don't feel good about yourself. And the reason why you don't feel good about yourself is because you wake up every morning and, the sniper, anytime around, it's not mean. I'm just talking to her. I'm just talking to her. Don't kick her out. Because if you want to say something mean about people, it tells me that you're looking for attention. I'm not lying to these guys. I'm just telling you what you actually are to yourself. You know, every day you go home, you got to peel that shit off. You can't even wash your fucking hair, or you can't even take an actual shower, because depending on the price of the weave that you bought, that shit will crumble the fuck up. But also, I'm sure you know that there are videos, and y'all guys, don't think I'm joking. I'm serious. I'm sure you watch several videos of how to take the corn chip smell out of weave. And guys, if you don't believe me, look it up. How to take corn chip smell out of weave. So I understand that you are not the chosen one. And you are chosen by many to just smash. But yet, you don't feel good about yourself. You think that because a bunch of bottom-of-the-barrel dudes giving you play, they can't even pull your hair in doggy style. You can't play at the beach. You can't even go in the swimming pool. Because as soon as the weave hits that goddamn water, it's going to start to fucking shrivel up. And we all know that every morning you wake up, you got to look at what color hair do I want to put on? Horsey hair? Do I want to put on some hair from India? What do I want to put on? Because I know I ain't shit. So I've got to wear this hair, that which is the most amazing thing, because as you wear the weave, you sit around and you touch it and you turn your hair like it's actually yours. Like you just can't stop touching it. Like it's like not even yours and everything. I mean, you can just pull that shit off whenever you want. And there you have a scarf. But if you peel that scarf off, it's got divots. You got divots. So if you're angry and mad, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at my chat room dogs. Be mad that you ain't shit. You're the one that hates yourself. I don't hate me. I don't wear weave. I can grow my hair, but hell, I don't wear weave. I don't wear weave. God, I don't understand. Why be so mean? And don't tell me to fucking chill, because I'll kick your fucking ass out. Hold on, let me tell you something, motherfucker. Don't you fucking ever tell me to chill. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Nobody's going to come up in this thing and talk shit about my Me Pill community. So if you got a fucking problem with it, then get your fucking ass out. Because I'm trying to teach people, and I will not let anybody mess with my motherfucking dogs. Yes, I am going to take his wrench away, because apparently he don't know who the fuck he's talking about or talking to. He just lost his wrench. I'm going to take his shit away from him. Do you have an idea? Listen, I'm not going to let anybody talk to my chat room dogs. You know what I mean? Telling me to chill after I'm protecting my dogs? Are you fucking serious? Oh, yeah, I'm going to take your shit away when I get a chance. You know your shit is gone, dog. You fucked up. You're lucky you're even in here. I don't want to hear that shit. You fucked up telling me to chill. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck if you like that horsehair ass shit. I'm team real hair over here. Real hair. And guess what? Black women have beautiful curly hair if they keep that shit. But they choose not to. Because they want to look at the Western world because they have insecurities. And it's not just black women that wear weaves. All these women have a lot of insecurities. Jesus. God. Man, what the hell? Hold on, let me take this up. Let me take this wrench away. And before I wrap it up, I'm not even gonna talk to her. I'm gonna let the little kids talk to her. I'm gonna let the little girl talk to her. Can you talk to your little girl? Okay, thank you. Little boy? All right, can we get the British lady? Okay, so we're going to end it right there, but I am going to take that man's wrench. Let me go ahead and log in so I can take his shit. He got some fucking thing. You gonna believe he's going to tell me? I'm over here defending my motherfucking dogs who have been totally disrespected here, and yet by me defending, I'm being told to chill? Are you serious? So we're going to go ahead and take his, Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Wait. You tell me to grow up. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I'm going to get back to you in 1 second, baby girl. Hold on. I'm going to get back to you. Double K. Thank you. Thank you, Double K. Hold on, Double K. No. You disrespected me, motherfucker. You shouldn't have said that shit, but let me get back to her real quick. Now, Avon, hold on a second. I want to hear, let me take your wrench from you, man. Hold on, let me take your wrench from you. Because you don't want the wrench. I see you don't want the wrench, so. I got to take your wrench from you. Hold on, shit. Hold on, I'm going to talk to her in 1 second. I'm going to get to her in 1 second. Let me get to old boy. Hold on, wait. You said grow up. Hold on, you said grow up. I'm going to get back on you in 1 second. I want to say Double K, thank you. I'm going to get back to you in 1 second. Let me take care of this other guy. I didn't unhide him. Let me bring him back. I'm sorry. Wait, did I add him as a monitor? Okay, let me take him off. All right, let me remove him. Okay, now we're good. Now let me get back to this young lady here. Because apparently, I don't know. I just want to say for the record, I did not start this. I'm over here trying to help my guys out, but allow me to finish when I was started. Excuse me, guys, because I don't appreciate that. So wait a second. Now, hold on. Wait. You're telling me to grow up. Let's talk about this for a second. I'm over here teaching these young men how to be better men. And you want to come in here and disrespect these young men who are sitting here trying to learn who they are as men. But yet you want me to grow up? I am grown because I'm grown enough to check your ass. You listen, just because you, I'm not the one. I'm not the one. Wait a second. I'm childish? He can have his own mind because he's not following. Well, wait a second. I'm not childish. Wait a second. Wait. Just because he wants to fuck you doesn't mean he ain't going to come on here with cake and bitch. Baby girl, let's talk about it. Come on. Let us finish. Let us finish where I was at. And guys, I apologize. So I'm done with the weave because I know you're hurting. But let's talk about that nine head. Let's talk about that nine head right now. Let's go to the nine head. Let's go to the bitter ass look that you have. Let's look at this for a second. I don't know you. You're here disrespecting these gentlemen, so you know you got to get it. And don't kick her out. Keep her around. Because look, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but we're not here to hear what you got to say, man. No, it's all good. It's all good. So what we want to do is I want you to take notes. I want you to take notes because apparently you're not taking them right. Why don't you take some notes from another woman in the room who is quietly listening and not acting up or acting out? So why don't you learn? Because I'm sure if she pulled her hair, it would stick. So why don't you learn something? Now, I'm sorry, guys. I truly apologize for wasting your time with that. But one thing I will not allow is anyone to disrespect you guys out here because I appreciate all you guys out here. I did not start this. She came in here and disrespected the room. You cannot come in here, and I always give women wrenches out of a little bit of respect, but to come in here and act out like, man, you need to go feed your fucking kids. Where the fuck is Day-Day, Porsche, and Mercedes? Go feed your fucking five kids from six baby daddies. You don't need to be in here with that bullshit. I'm sorry, guys. Let me continue, guys. I'm sorry. Let's get back on point. Gentlemen, I apologize, gentlemen. Let me get back on point. Let's focus. And let's keep it going. As I was saying before, gentlemen, we want you to make things simple, okay? Because we want you to be able to execute delivery, okay? One thing about positioning over chasing. Now, remember, guys, when you're running behind a woman, there is no plan of attack because you are not even in a strategy mindset to get whatever it is you want. So what happens is a lot of you guys out here, you guys get caught up in the wrong thing. You guys get caught up in the fake false woman, as we said before. You fall in love with weave, makeup, eyeliner, fake nails, push-up bras, and tight clothes. Whereas a man that positions himself, he is thinking more of a strategy, okay? He is thinking more of a strategy versus sitting around here trying to run behind somebody who actually doesn't even like herself. And that's not, guys, I'm not being rude or mean. That's the honest truth. These women have no self-esteem or no self-worth. And that is why, in order to gain a strategic advantage over them, to have them pursue you, you must show them why. And only a man that is bold, okay? When I'm asking you guys, when it comes to your marketing team, I ask you guys, what is your strategic advantage to show her that you are not an option, but you are opportunity? And as I told you guys always along, it doesn't matter if there's other guys in front of you, because I'm telling you, there are other guys. When you meet a woman, there are guys before and during and even after you. So this is why those that learn how to position understand that they don't need to be first, okay? You just need to be the first one who succeeds, that goes beyond the boundaries and the rules that are set by the woman, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. The rules, gentlemen. I don't care where you're at in line. Unfortunately for you guys that chase women, you care. And the guys that chase are the guys that will trick their money. Tricks trick money. You men don't trick money because you men are great men. Don't ever trick your money. Don't trick your money. Stay tall and stand on who you are. As I told you before, guys, I promise you, you're going to get that phone call. And this is the strength that most of you don't even understand. When you're dealing with the average woman, she has so many guys kissing her ass that she's never been used to being pushed outside of her tan packs. Remember, they don't stand on a square. We'll just call it a tan packs. She's on her tan pack when she's with these average guys. But when she meets a real man, he throws her off the tan packs, puts her in unfamiliar territory. And when a woman is in unfamiliar territory, she's going to rely on you. It's something that my mentor told me a long time ago. If you crashed an airplane and you were in the middle of the forest, who would you follow? Would you follow a doctor, an accountant, or a forest ranger? You would follow the forest ranger because you will follow the person that can lead you out of the insecurities that they get into when they get around a man. That's why I tell you guys, she is not prepared for you men. And the man that positions himself is a man that she cannot see because, listen, remember, I always tell you, come on, hold on, let's go to the board real quick. Let's take one moment. Let me see. I think it's this one. Wait, is it this one right here? No, I think it's this one. Okay, let's go to the board. Let's go to the board real quick. You know, I got to go to the board. Now, here's my marker. Fuck is my marker? All right, let's go to the board. Let's go to the board real quick. All right, gentlemen, this is what I want to show y'all real quick. On the board, I'm going to use the red one. Can't find the black marker. Always remember, guys, all of her life, she has prepared herself from the guys coming from the side or the ones backdooring. This is more or less the friend zone. This is the guy that lies. This is the guy that tries to flaunt his money, okay? But the thing is that the woman has a protective barrier to keep these guys out because nobody has ever come straight down and been honest with her. See, honesty will throw her off. She's used to the lies. Since elementary school, she's used to these individuals right here. All right, guys, I just want to show you. She's used to these individuals right here. This is why when she meets a real one, she gets thrown off because there's really no action plan that she has to get exactly the guy. So with that being said, let's get back to me. So with that being said, guys, that's why I tell all you guys out here. I tell all you guys out here, this is why it's very important to stop chasing after somebody that is not even chasing herself. Listen to me. Every woman is chasing the dream of getting rid of insecurity, low self-worth and value. They're always chasing that. But see, this is why we win, because they're not used to meeting somebody that can help them chase themselves. See, while she is chasing herself, the guys are actually giving her the gust of wind to give her a false sense of security. But please understand this, guys. when you give a woman a false sense of security, what happens is that she's not going to get turned on by lies when she herself is living a lie. The makeup, the hair, the weave, the eyeliner, all that stuff, it's all a lie that she's living, okay? She's living the lie. And if she's living the lie and you're perpetuating the lie, then this is why she's not buying into you, because how can you love somebody who hates herself? How can you see good in me when I can't even see it in myself? So I don't believe you. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. How can I see that in you when I can't see it in myself? And all you're doing is gassing me up because apparently you want something from me and you're not going to get it. But this is where I'm going to give women credit, because that's why I have the woman, the theme, the piece with the money, the woman with the money. The reason why, gentlemen, is because that's when she's smart enough. Remember, she has a warrior, kind of like Xena, warrior princess type thing. She's got a warrior that goes on the attack, and the attack is to conquer you. Because why? Hey, wait. Why? Because you're living the exact same thing right here. You're not honest with yourself. You beat around the bush, and all you do is throw money into yourself thinking that's all you need. Meaning that when she conquers you, she's coming straight down. Because as soon as she gives you a little crumb of attention, she's got you. And she doesn't want you for sex. She just uses you to make her feel good, to really put a rug over the hurt, pain, anguish, low value, insecurities, and low self-worth. She's just using you. And you guys are playing right along with that shit. But this is why I'm telling you, stop chasing women. You have to stop chasing these women. Because you're not going to win. Let me see. Hold on, Tyler. Let me get some of your... Tyler, I know you sent me some stuff. You're not going to go anywhere. Hold on. Let me see here. Guys, you're not going to get anywhere if all you're doing is chasing false and fake dreams. All you're doing is gaslighting these women up, making them think that they're more than what they actually are. And this is no knock on women. This is not a woman, and I say this with love, this is not a woman bashing place. We don't bash women. We help elevate and educate women through the education and elevation of ourselves. Tyler, let me play your voice message. Let me give you all a prime example. Here we go. All right, let me stop. Hold on, wait. Let me stop right there. Hold on, let me show you all this. This is what I'm saying, guys. This is why this show is important. I want you to understand what you see is, okay, when a woman who has surface-dwelling guys kissing her ass, she feels like she's on top of the world. She can't even think of a time or a day that she's going to put any effort into a guy. But when she meets the one in 1,000,001, and that's you, it changes everything up, because now you are seeing right now or listening to right now what happens when you're in her head. When you're renting free space in her mind, remember, the average woman is not thinking about you. She's thinking about her insecurities. She's thinking about her weight, her age, all these things women think about. And this is not a knock on women. It's just what they think about. But they're not thinking about you because you're not even in line of the top five. We can talk about age, weight, how she looks, daddy issues, and then we got to look at maybe her cat vittles. After the cat vittles, maybe her family, her sister, her girlfriends. So there's a laundry list of things on her mind that you might not even get in the top 10 as an average guy. You're not there. But when you crack the code and get in the top 5, top 3, that means there is some importance to you where they don't listen. Think about what I'm saying. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to reach out to him. Wait, hold on. Let me show you. Hold on. Let me show you how the women sound. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me see if I can show you how a woman sounds with that shit. Let me see. Hold on. Watch this shit. Let me show you. Watch this shit. Look. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Now watch this, guys. Listen. Barbara Show Todd, I want y'all to listen to this. Listen. Listen to this. Listen. He's a woman. Listen. All right. You see that right there, guys? Listen to what I'm saying. Listen how they sound. So what I'm saying to y'all guys right now that's listening to me is that when she's saying this, who's renting space in her head? Gentlemen, please understand this. And I'm not trying to be mean to you guys because I know this is going to sting for a lot of you guys. It's going to sting for a lot of you guys. What's going to sting for you, a lot of you guys is this. Let me, before I answer this question. What's going to sting for a lot of you guys is that she's not thinking about any of you guys right now. If you're average, you're not even on her radar right now. And the only reason you get on the radar if she bumps into one of your messages or something like that, but she is not thinking about an average guy. I'm telling you right now, if you're thinking that she's thinking about you, she ain't thinking about you. Because I just told you what's on her mind right now. It's either how I'm feeling today, what's going on, my God, I'm not feeling sexy, I'm this, I'm that, kiddo, viddo, family, all these things, okay? Here's a question. When I'm talking to a woman and I put her on a pedestal accidentally, is it good I charge her instantly because I don't know the way I move? You need to leave women alone, dog, get some help. You need to leave women alone and get some help, buddy. But anyway, like I was saying is that, okay, what I'm saying to y'all guys out here is that she's not thinking about you. If you're an average guy, you're not on her mind. You're not. I'm just being honest with you. You're not on her mind. Because the man that chases her is not going to be on her mind until there is something that she wants from the individual. What is it that she wants from the individual? And this is what y'all gotta think about this. This is where it's gonna get a little tough for y'all guys to even accept. But I want to keep it a buck because I'm not here to knock women. I don't want you guys to think that I'm being mean or rude or trying to knock women. This is not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to knock women at all. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to make sure that you guys understand where I'm coming from. I want you guys to understand that we're not here to make women look bad, look ignorant or anything like that. We're here to help you guys understand the game better. And the more you can understand, the more you win, okay? That's what we're all about here. We want you guys to win. But in order for you guys to win, you must understand the rules of why chasing her is detrimental to what you're doing. Because everybody's doing it. But as a man, as I said before, positioning himself, he's not thinking that way because that man is looking for opportunities to market himself without trying to force himself on her. If you listen to Morgan Freeman, he just told you, you know, you want a woman, you tell her you're interested, and you just move the fuck on. But here is your problem, and I've even had this with several guys that I'm coaching and doing texts for. Every time someone buys my text message package, you look at their messages and you see they fucked up already. They dug themselves in a hole. You want to know why? Because the man that chases is a dishonest motherfucker. The man that chases the woman is dishonest. That's why y'all mess up. You're dishonest. Hey, how you doing? You don't give a fuck how she's doing. Hey, what's going on? You don't give a fuck what's going on with her. Hey, how was your day? You don't even care. Just a bunch of boring chit-chat conversations that you're having with a woman. It's boring chit-chat conversations that you actually think that by beating around the bush and bullshitting with the woman that she's automatically going to see you as somebody she wants to spend time with. Doesn't work that way, gentlemen. But you know the man that positions himself is the man that is clear, concise, and straight up. Listen, as I tell you guys before, the reason why I'm telling you, if y'all are my students, why you're not making it about sex, because we're not making it about sex, which first throws her off. Bucky, do not touch a woman right now with this COVID shit. I'm just saying, a lot of women on edge. So if it was before COVID, yes, I would say shake her hand. Do not reach out and shake a hand. I don't want you catching anything, because I don't know if she's washed her hands or if you washed yours. But Todd, I'm going to get back to what we were showing in a second. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. See, you guys are being told to market yourselves the wrong way by the voices in your head. You guys think, see, this is where you throw them off. As a single-minded man and as a free-thinking man, you should never think about sex first. You should be thinking about the conquering of the mind first. So right then and there, she's already thrown off because she already has herself mentally prepared and protected over the guy that just wants sex. But what happens when you don't want sex? And I'm not saying you being sexually attracted to her, that's cool. But I'm saying where you're not making it about sex. Because the moment you make it about sex, you got her in your mind. You've already failed. I'm saying is the moment you make it about yourself, you stand outside of everybody. But what I'm showing you, and I'm going back to Tyler's message. I want you to listen to the woman trying to find the right words. She's usually, okay, let me explain this woman that Tyler has right here. This woman, all day probably gets phone calls from guys. Well, what are you up to? Well, hey, just trying to glue words and statements together. But now she's on the other side of the fence. And I'm going to keep playing this, and I want you to listen to the woman. Let me start it over. We're going to break this down. Listen. Wait, stop. I want to show you how cold Tyler is, and I want to show her where he fucked her head up. Let me back this up to the beginning. Let me start it over. Listen. Hey, hold on. I love Ty. That's my dog. You hear how arrogant he sounds? I'm awesome. You called me. See, this is what women are expecting from you guys. Oh, my God, I can't believe you called me. Oh, thank you, whoever I prayed for. Oh, my prayers are answered. Oh, my God. Tyler's like, hey, what's up, girl? Now watch this. See that sound right? See that sounds right there? She's like, why isn't he kissing my ass? She asked me, are you busy? Stop right there. How many times have you called a woman asking her, is she busy or what's up? And she says to you guys, well, let me do my 1 minute. I'm kind of busy. Think about that right now. Think about that right now. All you guys know what I'm talking about. How many times have you called a woman up, guys, asking her how she's doing, and you don't hear any excitement from her? All you hear is a woman that's like, well, hey, hi. I mean, there's no, and then because she's not enthusiastic to hear you, you then start to be like, oh, shit, I got to come up with something real fast to say. You know what I'm saying? You start to stress out. But what you're hearing here is Tyler has flipped it. See, when you are no longer chasing, you flip it. Let's listen to Tyler again. Let's go back and listen to this. Listen to how arrogant this motherfucker sounds. Listen, watch. So basically, what she does to you is she's like, okay, I want y'all to think about this for a second. I want y'all guys to think about this. Hold on, let me see. I got the camera following me around. Hold on a second. I want y'all to think about this for a second. But I want y'all to think about, I want y'all guys to think about this for a second. How many times, let me stop the camera. Stop, camera. Thank you. How many times have you guys out here, talked to a woman and there's no excitement and you can feel like the coldness in the air? You know what I mean? The coldness in the air. Well, this is what she's feeling because she's not you. See, this reinforces her wanting him that much more because he's not giving into or being excited that she's calling him. He's like, so what? You're the first. Watch this. Let's keep going. See? How many of you guys do this? You call a woman up, hey, how you doing? And she's like, oh, well, I'm okay. Well, I can let you go if you're busy. Listen to what's happening right now. She's excited to call him. She had him in his mind. She was figuring out a way to call back, come back. And when she calls him and he got this, she got a cold response from him. But her trigger now is, well, I could call you back, knowing she doesn't want to get off the phone because Tyler just crushed her. Tyler crushed her. All of her self-esteem is crushed. It's like you building a sandcastle. It takes you hours, and some motherfuckers walked up and kick it over. Tyler crushed her. She's crushed right now. So let's keep going. Let's see what this crushed woman sounds like. Yeah, she's asking everything okay because Tyler ain't guys, I keep telling y'all, man. Guys, I keep telling y'all. When you set up being the opportunity, they will reach out to you. I promise they will chase you. And I'm showing you exactly why. Tyler is standing on his square. He's not moving. But listen, she can hear and she wants to know so bad. How many, Tyler? How many other women do you have? She wants to know all this information. She doesn't know how to ask because she's like, oh my God, how many women is this guy fucking? And why is he into me? Let's keep going. Y'all, I know y'all don't believe me. I'm telling you. Listen, this is a very important understanding. Tyler is not playing the game of let me act like I'm busy to make her jealous because women are smart enough to sniff through the bullshit. I'm telling you, when you're actually busy or you're actually putting yourself first, this is what throws women off, gentlemen. This is the thing that throws women off. Yes, Cody, you can hear it in her voice. You can hear the, she's trying to come up with something. Question. Do men want to be chased? Well, here's the thing, Red. It's not about them wanting to be chased. It's just that you have no choice but to chase them because you're actually chasing opportunity to see more of yourself, to learn how to elevate and educate yourself. So if you actually want to elevate, educate yourself, do you think a man that has that power, that type of marketing skill or that mindset, do you think he's going to chase after a woman? No, he's not going to do that because he doesn't have to chase over things that come to him. It's not that men want women to chase after them. It's just the part that they are going after something they cannot understand. They can't understand. And let's keep listening to this. I got another one, Tyler. Listen, here we go. You know what? You know what she's waiting for, guys? She's waiting for Tyler to say, you know what? Bring that sexy ass over here and come over here and suck my dick. I know y'all guys think I'm joking. I swear to God. Right now, she's waiting to be told what to do. She's waiting for Tyler to, say, come to my place right now. But let me show you something that's really important in this, guys, that you got to be careful of. When you don't have game, okay, when you don't have game, what a woman is going to do is she is going to say, if you want to play games, let's play games. And let's play, I'm going to dangle the pussy in your face and you're not going to get it. So, okay, you play the game like you're busy and you're acting all these ways that you're not actually doing. And she reaches out to you. But you know what? Someone will say, you know what? I miss you. I miss your, y'all ain't kissed yet. I'm talking about for the men. I'm starting to take a minute out. I said, you guys, she's like, oh, I'm thinking about you. You know, I want to come see you. I want you to come see me. Okay, I'll come over right now. And she said, ah, never mind. No. See, when you are cool, calm, and collected, and you already have women, and you're the opportunity, you don't have to ask for the push. If you hear that conversation, she's waiting for Tyler to say, hey, look, send me a picture like back in the day. Let me show you my pussy. Let me show you my body. Let me show you what I look. Guys, do you guys understand that there are women out there that will go to the mall just to put on a fashion show for you? They will go to the mall or TJ Maxx or all these, whatever department store they go to that has a fitting room just to put on a fashion show personally for you where they'll take your phone and put you right in the corner. They will undress themselves. They will put on the clothes and they will stand in front of you to look at them from the front, look at them from the side. They would turn around and look at their ass to see, how does my butt look in this? Guys, I'm telling you, when you're not doing the chasing, and this is why it is important to stop chasing women, guys, because the more you chase women, the more you actually lose. I don't want you guys losing in this game. I don't want you guys losing. Let's get to the next clip. Let's go to the next one. Here we go. Listen to this. Guys, I lag y'all. Guys, I give you guys, hold on. I want y'all to see the benefits of, all right, guys, listen to me. When a woman chases after you and you give her a crumb, she will try to make a cake out of it. This is why I keep telling you guys that she will never appreciate you chasers because you guys are too damn nice. You don't even ask for what you want, and you beat around the bush and walk on eggshells. So she already knows that you can't bring anything sexually to the table. So she just ignores you when you position yourself. When you show her why me, when you are showing her, like, I like to get into, okay, so next month, or 15 days or 16 days from now, around that time, we're about to do the Sexoween. And you know what Tyler's going to do? You know what Tyler's going to be doing? Early October, Tyler is going to pass out Sexoween invitation. And gentlemen, y'all don't understand what I'm saying with this. When you're fiending to talk to the guy and the guy gives you, okay, remember guys. Okay, I got to break this down. I don't think y'all understand. I got to slow this down because I don't think y'all understand the depth of what I'm talking about. So let me slow it down real quick to give y'all an understanding of where I'm coming from, okay? So what we've got to think about is that the average woman is, I'm sorry, like right up there. The average woman, remember, she's on her edge. That is why she bats off all the guys out there who doesn't have game. But what I'm going to give you, I am the only YouTuber. There is no other YouTuber giving you what I'm going to be giving you on the 15th. I am the only, I originated. No one's ever done this. And I promise you when I put that shit out, I'm going to say no YouTuber has ever done this before. Because it's mine. So what I'm saying is that they wait and it's like a lottery. It's like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. She's got a golden ticket that, oh my God, he's thinking about me again. Guys, you don't understand what they go through when they lose the interest of a man. When they lose the interest of a king, a warrior, and an emperor, everything changes for the woman. But I want to go back and I want y'all to listen. Lines are over, guys. I want y'all to listen to the rest of this clip with Tyler to see how intrigued and happy this woman is to talk to him. Nobody on YouTube gives you this game. Take that loofah. Imagine it's my lips and my tongue. Let's go back. Let's go back and hear. Listen. Dog. It's already over. He doesn't have to do anything. And guys, this is why I tell you, as a man, this is why we touch them without touching them. We don't have to touch them. We don't have to run them. What is he saying? So if I told her to call me on FaceTime, but she didn't yet, and I said to myself, I'm going to let her write me first again, then I'm going to tell her to call me like I said. No, wait. If you tell her to call you on FaceTime, she didn't, okay? So fucking what? You move on. But let me show you where you lost. See, if you instruct a woman to do something and she doesn't do it, you just move on to the one that will. But because you didn't, now everything after this shows why you lose, because you have just let that woman in your head rent free. This is where you went wrong. Because after you gave her a command to do something and she didn't do it, you leave it alone right there. But as soon as you try to formulate an action plan, a thought, or fucking meditate and all this other shit you want to do, you automatically lose. Listen to what you said to yourself. I said to myself, I'm going to let her. She's won. If you tell her to FaceTime and she doesn't, I'm moving on. That's it. And when she calls and says, well, why don't you message me anymore? Why don't you talk to me anymore? Well, you're wasting my time. I told you to do something. You didn't do it. But here's the question, David. When you told her to FaceTime, what did you say to her? Because I know you want some weird, kinky-ass shit. So type in what you said to her, word by word. I need to know what you said before I finish this, because I know you probably said some offlandish shit. So what did you say to her to FaceTime? Just type it up. Just type it up. I need to know what you said, Dave. Just type it up. What? But while you're typing it up, let me continue with Tyler touching her without touching her. Did he touch her? Did he physically touch her? You don't need to, man, because when you touch her, right, guys, I keep telling you, when you push her beyond thought, remember I told you yesterday, her mind only ends at level two because the average guy is just average. He can't even go beyond his own edge. So she can't even go beyond an edge because that's all she ran into. But if you notice, Tyler is pushing her beyond. Guys, listen to me. This is so much game right here. She is going beyond her own thought process. Because she's never in, I don't know how old she is, Tyler. I don't even want to know how old she is. And all of her life, since she's been having relations with men, let's just say it like that, all right? All of her life, she has never met a man to stimulate her mind on the level that I teach you. And when you stimulate her mind on that level, you push her beyond the edge. And when she's going beyond the edge, that's when she becomes addicted to you, where she wants to talk to you, where she wants to be with you. Because if you can do this to me and you're not even touching me, what the fuck are you going to do when you do touch me? If every time I take a message, Tyler, I'll show the message in 1 second. If every time I take a bath, all I can do is think about what you're saying. And it doesn't matter if you broke up with me, I got mad and left you, I found somebody new, I'm living with this guy, engaged to this guy, married, living with this guy. Every time I get in that bathtub, Tyler's going to be the only man in her life that has pushed her beyond her edge. And let me show you where they start calling and pursuing you. When one goes beyond her edge and gets a sample of what it's like to go beyond an edge, and she comes back to her boring-ass reality, dog, look at the game here. Now I'm about to show y'all some game here. Why do you think I want you to be 1,000,001? Because you're 1 in a fucking million, brother, and that's why you're going to win. Because everybody is average. And if you take a woman beyond average and she goes back to average, she's going to, guys, just, why do I tell you guys out here, all my guys listening, why do I tell you to watch the Bridges of Madison County? Why do I tell you to watch the Bridges of Madison County? I know y'all think I'm crazy. Watch the Bridges of Madison County. It's exactly what's going on right here. When an average woman goes beyond average and has to come back, she loses her goddamn mind. Promise you. But let me get back to David real quick before we finish up with Tyler. David said, I told her to FaceTime me from work when she can. She works 2 jobs. Well, I told her the shower thing. She said the words blew her mind, and that's what she's going to do it. But, David, let me show – God damn it, dog. Yeah, I keep telling you guys, what are you going to paint in her mind? A fucking stick figure or a Mona Lisa? You don't tell her you just want to FaceTime me because you want to take her, have her in the shower, You know, I can hear it in your voice, you having a long day because you're working two jobs. Maybe you're standing on your feet, but I understand how it is when you're having two jobs. And if you will allow me to take your mind away from the pressure of the two jobs. I'm not even done painting the fucking Picasso, but I'm painting the picture right now by recognizing what the fuck is going on. I'm only taking what you're giving me. I understand that you have two jobs, and I get how it is. You get up in the morning and work, you got to run to the next one. You're very busy. So allow me to help you have some me time. But I just want to know, do you want to play? Because if you want to play, I have no problems in showing you a way in which you could take your mind off of things. Because I understand you might be standing on your feet and you might be tired and your feet are hurting or your legs are hurting. And you know what? I don't know you well enough to come over there and give you a foot massage. See that right there? See how I'm laying this fucking shit down? I'm not asking for one. I'm telling her, with the longer you get to know me, I'm going to be able, when I know that you, when I can hear in your voice you're having a long day, that I will be the one to come over there and rub your fucking feet, rub your legs, look you in your sexy eyes, and make you feel very, very sexy. But I can't do that right now because we're not there yet. But we are somewhere. And because we're somewhere, I want to know, do you want to go beyond that somewhere? You just got to tell me you want to play. Because if you want to play, I'm going to show you something that no man has ever showed you before, God. And I swear to God, she has never met that, or your God, because no one's ever taught you the shit I teach you right here. So when you find the time, because you're a little tired, and I get it, and I understand. So when you want to make time and you want to get away from it all, let me know, because I've got the remedy for you, and I don't even need to be right there in front of you to give you the remedy. I'm not even done, John David, but do you see what I'm saying? I am building up the curiosity. Number one, I'm paying attention that she has two jobs. Number two, I'm not trying to solve her two jobs. I'm just trying to take her away for a second. Building up anticipation, building up curiosity to a point where she's going to say, well, what does this involve? All it involves is your favorite music, the lights, and a shower, and your loofah, and your motherfucking mind. That's all it involves. And all I'm going to do is narrate it, and you just got to do the instructions I give you. But you know what? Just let me know when you want to play. Because when you press play, you're going to go down a road you've never been down before. But I promise you, from this point on, you're going to be thinking about me when you go down that road. Do you want to play? Because I know the more you get to know me, and the more I get to see behind that smile, the more you're going to be able to talk to me and tell me things and let me know when you're frustrated and let me know when you're having a long day. Because you know that I'm not here to solve that long day, but you know my fingers will do all the work itself. See what I'm saying, David? I'm not sitting around telling her one thing. I am painting a motherfucking picture, and I want her to make the conscious decision to say, I want to play. We don't have to play right now. You let me know when you want to play. Do you think she's ever heard that from any motherfucker that she has ever been with her whole fucking life? Goddamn no. So if she hasn't been around that person all her life, guess what? The curiosity alone will make her want to play, because you are just pushing her beyond the level that she's on. You're showing her beyond that level that we can be more, but I want you to want it. I'm not going to push this on you, girl. It's there when you want it. But that showing I'm not chasing her, I'm saying that when you want to get away and you want to play, because I told you all the pieces on the board, shower, lights, loofah, and your favorite song, and an open imagination. those five things. That's all I need you to do. And you just follow instruction. You see that? That would draw her in, David, to say, well, shit, I'm going to let you know next time I take a shower because I want to experience this. What the fuck is it? What is it about? Tell me. I've never. You just got rent in her fucking head because you're the first guy to explain yourself and you're using her truth. Most guys, look, most guys who know that woman that works two jobs, they don't give a fuck about her two jobs. They're just trying to get their dick wet. So they don't give a fuck. They're going to try to fuck any way they can, even when she's fucking tired. But you know what? I know you work two jobs. So guess what? Hey, look, we don't even have to do it tonight. Why don't you get home, get some rest and everything like that, and when you wake up, just give me a call. I'll holler back at you later. You know that'll fuck her head up? Because not only are you instructing her to do something, but you're the first motherfucker to actually realize and understand that a motherfucker that works two jobs is tired as fuck. So maybe she doesn't have the energy right now to take that shower. But the fact that you understand that she doesn't have the energy puts you in a different bracket versus the other guy that's thinking about his dick. Come on, girl. Come on. Just come on. Wake up, girl. Wake up. See that? Pressuring her, forcing her, begging her. We don't do that. You see what I'm saying? So then when, I'll say this real quick as I get to Tyler, but then when she wants to play, you let her know. I only want you to do, here's the rule of the game, two simple rules. Only do this when you're ready to expand your sexual mind and just follow the directions and allow me to take you somewhere that you've never gone before. And all I want you to do is when you have the time, first thing I want you to do is turn up. Well, first, let's set it up. Set your phone up and put your phone down because sometimes they can't see in the dark, but they can. So they're smart enough. They can see in the dark. First thing I want you to do is I want you to turn on the lights. The reason why I want the lights out because if I was there right next to you, I want the lights off because you know what? There's nothing like not knowing where my hands and my lips are going to go next. It's so sexual and so fun not to know what I'm going to pull off of your body as I undress you. So go ahead and turn off the lights because you know what? If I was there, that's what I would do. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to play your favorite relaxing song, songs that you play to relax your voice because you want to relax your mind, excuse me. Because you know what, if I was there, I would have your favorite song right next to you because as I'm undressing you in the dark, there is nothing like touching and kissing and rubbing your body to the rhythm of your favorite song. That's why we do that. And then while you take a shower, this is what I want you to do. This is when we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun because what I want you to do, like Ty, I want you to take that towel. And all I want you to do is imagine that towel was my lips and my tongue. Because if I was there with you right now, I can imagine having you pressed up against the shower, one of your legs over top of me, my other hand draped around you underneath while I just engulge and dissolve and just take all of your essence in my mouth and taste French kiss, suck and blow on your motherfucking pussy while the water is hitting you in the dark while you're listening to your favorite song. But because I'm not there, all I want you to do is imagine I was there. But the way you can take this, guys, this is an example of 4D, but the way you can make this a 4D experience is by taking my words and then taking that towel and follow my instructions. Now, as we get to the sex membership, I want to show you how to make an audio of this. But the audio is going to be the instructions of what I'm saying. But now we'll take it to another level because when she's playing you in the shower, now you're instructing her how you wanted to touch yourself. But we'll get to that in sex membership. Can't get that right there. What I'm saying is, this is what's going to draw her in and mess her mind up because she's not used to that. But let's get back to Tyler because y'all get to see how it is. Let's play this. Listen. All right. And then, after that, man, hold on. Let me see this shit. Hold on. Let me play this. Let me download this shit and show you this shit. But even after that, guys, y'all don't understand the impact you have on a woman who is not used to a man doing exactly what I'm saying. The impact is so great because she's trying to figure out the experience. Like, what the fuck is going on? Who is this guy? I've never met, there you go, that's where you went. I've never met anybody that has touched my mind the way he has just touched my mind. Let me play this for you. Let me put this in here. I'm going to show you. I'll blow it up a little bit. We'll grab part two. Let's get this going. All right, so here we go. Let me put this in here. There you go. So she said, my mouth is going to even fit around it. Will it be able to suck on it, just lick on it, massage it, stroke it, kiss it, and caress it with my mouth only from each side. Instead of in my mouth as I massage it with my tongue, I am sucking on it and I'm stroking on it with my hand and all at the same time. Now, Tyler. I'll show you the next part. Tyler's hitting her with a voice message, so we get past the voice message. Let's get to the second part. And then she says this. You have me, listen to that. You have me so amazed, okay? Or should I say, see that? See that? See what she's saying right there? Actually, wow. And look, she can't even go over the word, with you right now. Is it crazy that I could be developing feelings for you and we haven't even met in person? Y'all think we bullshitting over here. She hasn't even met him yet, and she's doing this shit. Y'all hear what I'm saying? She hasn't even met him yet. Guys, this is why I keep telling you, you don't chase. We never chase. But yet, it's nothing like when they call us and tell us how they miss us or how they think about us. Or wonder what we're doing and wonder why we're not reaching out to this man. You see what I'm saying? Oh, wait. Check the lines. No, I'm checking the lines. The lines are open. Call in. Call in. The lines are open. Call in. I got you. Call in. But what I am showing, let me see if I got another title. Hold on. I know you got another one to show me. Let me see here. So let me see. Let me grab another one. Hold on. Let me see what's up. What you got? Shit. I can't show the titties, Tyler. Let me see this shit. This is one. How many times I tell you guys, when they want to see you, they count the days down. I keep telling you, when they want to see you, they count the days down because they can't wait to get at that dead red. I keep telling y'all. But y'all think we bullshit, and this is why you don't run behind them. Let me keep going. Now, I can't show, okay, I'm going to tell you what I've seen, right? I can't show you. She has her goddamn titties out, and she sent him a nude, half-nude photo of herself. I can't show y'all that, but that's what she's asking about. She sent that to him that morning. That was a morning wake-up call, and she doesn't do, I keep trying to tell you guys, you don't chase them. You're like no other, and you did tell me that. See that shit? And I'll talk to you. That's good morning message. Let me grab this. Let me see if I grab this message right here. All right, here you go. I grab this. I'm gonna play. I can't. It's not a body shot. I can't show y'all nudity on here. I can't show you nudity, but I can show you. I can show you how we win. This is what we do. And my God, can you imagine when Tyler sends out the sexoween? Can y'all imagine when Tyler sets out the, when the sexual wean gets going and Tyler sends that out? Can y'all imagine how it's going to fuck these women up? They've never experienced sexual wean. There is not one woman on this. Only the guys that are man mindset guys are doing this. Nobody on YouTube, nobody has ever experienced sexual wean. Only my guys. So that means when she, oh my God, we can't wait till we get to sexual wean. It's going to fuck them up. Y'all don't understand how cold we are over here. Nobody does what we do. All right, let's get to her message right here. Here we go. Let's get to this message she said. So she says right here, she said, Tyler says, feeling my body pressing up against you. She says, I'm so excited to kiss you. Only 3 days. I keep telling y'all, man, he's just so crazy. Get to the next one. All right, here she goes. A special attention. She says, I'm going back to sleep, baby. Kay, we'll try to. And then she blows him a kiss. And look at that. The next day. Good morning, sexy man. I adore with a kiss. I actually slept 2 hours. See that, guys? And y'all think that we're bullshitting. Y'all think that y'all can't have this. You all, I say all of you can have this. This is not special. This is what game is about. This is what game is about. And as long as y'all focus on what I'm showing you, you will get messages like this. Let me see if I can grab one more, Tyler. Let me grab one more because I want to keep breaking this thing down. Hold on, I can't show. Oh, here's another one. Here's an Guys, y'all say, wait, that's just one. No. I keep telling y'all, man. Hold on, let me show you this one more, Tyler. Let me show you. This is why he's a student, because he's a student of mine. This is good teacher moment right here. Look at this one, guys. Guys, when's the last time you had a woman not single text you, not double text you, but motherfucking triple text you? Wait, was it a quadruple? Let me see this shit before I show you motherfuckers. Was this a quadruple text? Okay, so the selfie counts as one. So let's look at this. This is the first thing Tyler gets. So this counts as one. So he got that photo from this. She's nice. He got the photo from her, okay? So let's look at the three. Yeah, it's called the quadruple. Look at what she's saying. Hair turned out pretty good. At the moment, I'm at the VA. What are you up to? I really like your voice. Wait. God, I don't think you understand this. How many women do you know are going to actually tell you the play-by-play of where they're going and then show you to prove that they're going there so you will never think they're somewhere else that they're not going, where they're supposed to be? But look at this. This is the best thing about it. Look at this. So she says to him that she says about that, but look what happened right there. She said, I really like your voice messages. Why? Because these women are not getting what the average man is giving. We are beyond average, gentlemen. This is why I keep telling you, we move different. We move and behave and act totally different than the average guy, and this is why we win. I'll give you one more because we got to continue with the theme. Let me see if I can find one more. Let's see this one. That's Roslyn. Let's see. That's the other one. Let me see if I find this joy right here. Oh, wait, what's this one? Oh, my God. I got to show you this one. This ain't bad. This is not dirty, but I can show you because it's not filthy. It's a little NC-17, but it's not bad, so I can show you this. But I will show you this last one, but I want to show y'all how game works when you don't pursue. And when you make the game about you and you run a game the right way, yeah, me, let's get it. So this one right here, wait, Tyler, you blanked out the good. I'm glad you blotted out the numbers. All right, so this is what she says. Y'all ready for this shit? Peep this out. So this one, this is a new one. This is another joint. So she sends him that and said, no, this is teasing you. Tyler says, call me. And she said, did I tease you? All right. And what Tyler say, did I tease you? Tyler then says, Just call me, LOL. You're making me giggle. You want a teasing, LOL. He says, I'm about to make you blush next. And she says, oh, come on, try it, LOL. I'm still giggling. Guys, this is beauty. This is game right here. No one's showing you this shit. And do you understand what the fuck is going to happen in September for Halloween? Do y'all have any idea? These women have never, ever had a sex-o-ween invitation in their lives. And that's going to be the hook. That's going to fuck them up for that. Listen, the sex-o-ween is going to fuck them up for the rest of their lives, because every October, no matter if Tyler's in their life or not in their life, it will be Bridges of Madison County. It will be Bridges of Madison County. It's over. It's over. It's a wrap. Let me find another one. Wait, goddamn, Tom. Goddamn. Shit, Tyler. All right, let me grab. Goddamn. Hold on, let me grab this one. Guys, y'all think we bullshitting with this shit, dog. This is the life. This is why, guys, this is why we tell you guys, like, when they call us and shit, they're nervous. They're feeling some kind of way because they love hearing for it. They love talking to us, and they can't wait for the message. That means all day she's checking her phone. All day. She don't give a fuck about the other guys because they don't really matter. She's waiting for your fucking message because your message has more weight to it because she herself has moved you up in the rankings. Let me grab this one and we'll do some more another time. I got to get back to the show. But this, I love this so much. I want to show you guys this. All right. So here we go. So this one right here is saying my bras, whatever. But I would love to dress for you. See that? See, guys, when I tell you the fashion show, didn't I tell you the fashion show even before I saw this? Well, I keep telling you, they loved it. Guys, all you got to do is tell her to go to the mall, find some clothes, and I want you to give me a fashion show. But y'all ain't ready for that shit yet. That's some game right there. But what did she say? I love to dress for you. Wear what you like. And what turns you on? I want to do things for you and with you. Y'all think we bullshitting over here. As I get to know you, I'm most curious to learn what you feel sexy in. Look at the picture closer and see the top of my breast. There's another shirt. And at the bottom of my breast, you can see my body a little bit. This is, dude, she's, and wait. Hey, wait. See, Tyler hit it with a voice message. And what is she saying? I will never stop telling you what I'm thinking and feeling because she's not getting judged by her talking about what she likes. Y'all hear what I'm saying? This is game. This is why you got to be able to talk to her. You've got to be able to not assume anything from the woman, but you got to challenge your own assumptions that you have of situations. You see that she's pretty, you assume that I got to do this. I got to kiss her ass. I got to bend over backwards. You make all these assumptions. Well, she looks like the kind of woman, fill in the fucking blank with your goddamn assumption. Think. Assumption. We're going to do a show tomorrow night. I'm going to do one because I'm going to show y'all some game. How game is in action. We're going to break that down. We got a few more minutes left in the show. Let me see if y'all got any other questions. But I'm saying to y'all guys is that it's okay to talk to a woman, but it's not okay to chase the woman. And when you, this is how you know you're chasing versus positioning. If you cannot tell that woman what you want from her, if you cannot be clear and concise on what you want, then you're chasing the woman. But see, as a man mindset guy, we're not making it about the pussy, so you ain't chasing the pussy, which is going to throw her off. I'm chasing to see if you're worth my attention. I'm moving to see if you're worth my time, worth my respect, worth my dick. But when you chase them, you chase, you're just trying to chase something you're not going to get because she can tell by the way you talk to her. I'm not asking her about her fucking day. I don't, why would I care about her day? The only time that I will say something about her day is when she moans or sighs or breathes heavy. Because I am in the skill of reading between her mind, okay? Call me Jay, send me the receipt, okay? Call me Jay, send me the receipt. We see the receipt, we'll send it, okay? Just call me, send me the receipt. But listen, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. This is why I tell you guys the importance of position. Yes. See, well, this is why the bid is so important because I am never saying to you guys, and yeah, this is the last day of the birthday package, guys, so y'all need to get that, and it's the last day it goes down. And then the next thing that's going to be coming up is going to be the Halloween game, middle of September, Halloween game, middle of September, and we're going to get y'all prepared for that shit for October. And that means for you guys that are new, y'all going to be lucky because we are the only guys on YouTube that the last week of October, you call us and let us know if you want to go to a Halloween swinger party or you want to go to a Halloween costume party. We'll find out where you live. You tell us what city you're in, and we will do the work for you. Nobody on YouTube does what we do. We, every year, we do this for Halloween and Valentine's Day. Every year, the last week of October, the last week where we start to run into the trick-or-treat game, if you don't want to go out, you want to hand candy out. But the last week, we will look for Halloween costume parties in your area, or we'll look around for swinger costume events in your area. You let us know. We are doing everything we can to meet you halfway. And in the middle of September, guys, 7x7, I'll bring you in 1 second. We will give you a costume. Guys, listen to me. From Alpha, I show you how to build it. I show you how to wear it. Because Tyler always wears it every year. Tyler, don't put, no, not yet, Tyler. We'll do that next. In the other. Tyler, we show you how to build it, how to wear it. We show you everything to do. Because we're not going to a costume party for fucking costume parties. We're going there and to meet sexy single women. And I promise you that if you cannot handle being the center of attention, you cannot handle beautiful women coming up to you, you cannot handle groups of women coming up to you, then you cannot do this. But I'm telling you, I will get you there. Nobody on YouTube is going to do the three things that we're going to do. Nobody's breaking down the costume game. Nobody's breaking down the sex-o-ween, and nobody's breaking down the trick-or-treat game. We are the only ones on YouTube. And when I post that shit, the meme is going to say, we are the only ones that do it on YouTube. Nobody teaches this on YouTube but us. Let me grab these calls real quick. Oh, no, I say Tyler, then 757, I got your next. What's up, Tyler?
Hello, this is old man fortune teller here.
How you doing, old fortune teller? How you doing, buddy?
We got palm readings and card readings for single, sexy, available women. Now let me see you. Young lady, now come here, young lady. Come over to me now. Oh, such a beautiful young lady.
All right, don't tell them. We'll do this in September, dog. They ain't ready for that. But, hey, September, Tyler, hold that shit on the hot costume thing. You will show your photo of the costume because you're cleaning them up. So we're going to do this, okay? We got this, okay? So, Tyler.
All right, you got to tell them to get their business cards now. If they don't have business cards for Halloween, they're fucked. They got to have them.
Yeah, well, they got to get their tarot cards and their business cards. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
September. Remind me tomorrow on our September show. I'm going to tell them right now, get your business cards now and your tarot cards. Business cards and tarot cards. Those are the two things you're going to need right now. But then in September, we'll have the video, and it's a walkthrough. Show you everything. I walk you through everything. And then at the end of the month, we will call and put you in positions to get around beautiful women. But I will warn you right now, if you cannot handle beautiful women being around you, you can't do this. All right, Tyler, let me grab 757 real quick before I wrap this
all
up,
right,
brother. But thank you, Tyler. Respect. Great call, brother. All right, 757, I'm sorry. What's going on? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Unc? This Hector from Virginia. And peace to you. Peace to the chat. My question is, when you ask a woman out on a date and she says, I want to wait to go out on a date. I want to get to know you more first.
Have we worked on your bid?
Yes, sir.
Okay, stop right there. Wait. Go to your bid right now. Go to your bid right now, and I don't want you to say it. I'm going to show you where it's at. Go to your bid. Let me know when you get to your bid.
Hold on, I'm about to grab it right now.
Grab it right now, so I'm going to show you how you get them. Remember, everything's in the bid, dog. I got you. Watch this shit, dog. Watch this shit. This is, dog, it's the easy one. But for while he's getting his bid, for all you guys out there, like I said before, and we'll talk more about it in September, late in September. We're going to show you how to do, if you want a trick-or-treat, we're going to show you the trick-or-treat game where you can throw some game on the women that bring those little kids, moms, college girls that come knocking on your door. We'll show you trick-or-treat game. For you guys that have women, we'll show you the sex-o-ween game. And for you guys that want to get out there and get women, we will show you the costume game. And nobody does it but us. And then at the end of October, we will be the only ones to make the places and find the places for you. We do all the work. Let me see.
All right,
you got it up right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When she says that, what I want you to do is look under 3A. That's where we're about to smash her. Look at 3A. Go under the 3A. You see under 3A? No, you see what that is? Look, you're under 3A right now, right? Okay, let's stop right there. Now, what we want to do is I want you to look at the last two lines in 3A, okay? So when she says to you that I need to get to know you better, remember, we want to lead them, right? I have no problem with that as long as we're going towards intimacy. And guess what the fuck she's going to say? What do you mean by intimacy? And bam!
Oh, got you. Then I say,
you
so
see that? Yeah, you see that? You just hit it with that? Because at that point, you're talking to her and not at her. See, when a woman, if you ask a woman on a date and it's like, well, I don't know you well enough, most guys are like, oh, okay, nah, fuck that. No. I'm cool with that as long as we're going towards intimacy. Because that's the first thing I told you when I said something that's in the bid, right? So I'm just reinforcing what I said in the bid. Peckley line number two, section two, right? So we already laid into that. So I got her set up. I'm glad you asked for the date. Now we've got her set up to doing what? We've got her set up now where she thinks she's got the high position to say, well, I don't know you well enough, which is cool. That's all right. Hey, we can take our time as long as we're going towards intimacy. The fuck you mean by that? Babe, you already got her. You already got her. Because you're answering all the questions and leading her at the same time. And you know the best thing about it? Now you're starting to challenge her. Look at the last line. That don't read it out loud, but that's the fucking her up way. The challenge. Because through that last line that you see right there, you can always use that if she procrastinates, if she says, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe, and all that other shit. You hit her with those last two lines, and all you got to say is, you see that? I need a woman that knows what she wants. and until you do, let me know. You see that, dog? But she ain't ready for that shit, you see? Yeah, right? So you're hitting her with that shit. But everything you have in your bid, you're talking to her. You're not talking at her, clear and concise, and you're leading her exactly where you want to take her. But she's seeing that it's not just going somewhere. You're challenging her as well, especially when you go towards intimacy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And the only thing is, like, I was talking to her on the phone. Like, when she told me that, so I did have to reply quickly on the spot. And, like,
all right, wait. What was the last thing she said? I got you right now. Tell me, stop. What was the last thing she said? What did you say to her? And what did she, What did you say to her?
Well, I told her, like, you know, that's cool. And, I said, let me know when you're ready, and in the meantime,
no.
I'm going to make you laugh, blush, react, and smile.
Fail. So what's the last message you had? What's the last message she sent you? Did she send you a message?
She sent me a picture.
All right, okay, write this down. Well, mark this. Don't write it down. Just mark it. Mark this. Mark this at, 208. Just mark it and go back and listen to it. Say after what? Say, you know, again. Okay, did you use the first text message yet to her?
Yes, I told the story.
All right. Okay. So okay. Now I got another bone to pick with you. Here I am looking at your photo, and I'm asking myself, what's behind that smile? And I know you said you want to take your time, and I'm cool with that. But as I look at your eyes and look at your smile, I'm saying to myself, I have no problem waiting, because as long as her and I are going towards intimacy, I'm cool with it. Because the last thing I want to do is waste your time or my time. But it seems like you're making time by showing me photos of yourself. So I think we're heading in the right direction. See that right there, big dog?
Got you. Yes,
see
sir.
That shit? Yeah. See that shit? It's there, man. It's not dirty. It's not mean. It's straight to the fucking point. See, because you missed a step, so I'm digging you out the hole, and now I'm getting you in the right direction. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm glad I called, like, because I was like, if I dig myself deeper, like, you know, so I'm glad, like, I acknowledge
that.
Yeah,
it's a good thing you called, because if you would have called and you would have said some other cake-ass shit, you would have went crash and burn. So we don't want you to crash and burn. I don't want you to crash and burn, so you good. We clean that shit up. All right?
Yeah,
so
I
appreciate it. Now you see that, yeah. So go ahead, just go back, take what I said, write those words down, and send that to her, all right? And then when you send that shit to her, you good, man. And it's going to go from there, okay?
I appreciate everything. Thanks for all that. Thanks for everything that you do.
All right, stand up, man. DMV, stand up, baby, all right? Good shit. Now go send that shit to her, okay?
Yes, sir. Peace out.
All right, peace out, brother. All right, guys, last day of the birthday package, $99 gets you not over 60 hours a game, and there are discounts if you want to get those. It ends in a few hours, and we'll be taking that down, and all the prices will be back to normal. So anyway, guys, appreciate all you guys. We're going to do a show, another show tomorrow on some more game and stuff like that. So we'll chop it up. We'll lace it down. Guys, y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, guys. Let's soak up the information that we're giving you guys. We're giving you as much as we possibly can to usher in the new month. And as we usher in the new month, we're going to keep pushing and striving to get you to be better men, get you to see better things, and get you to be better with yourself. So we will keep pushing and keep striving to do everything we can for you guys to believe in yourself. We want you to be the 0.5%. Fuck that one. We want to be 0.5. Fuck it. 0.1 if we want to be. Fuck that. We want to be so goddamn different. We want to tip the scale of what people see. See, everybody looks at 1%, so we need to change the number. Why do we got to be 1%? Who made that fucking rule? Fuck a 1%. Fuck that 1%. I'm going to change. Next time I change that thumbnail tomorrow, we are no longer going to be considered not a 1%er and not a 0.5%er. Motherfucker, 0.8. Buckeye, you goddamn right. No. Hey, which one y'all want, guys? Do y'all want to be a 0.0%er or a 0.1? Which y'all want? Y'all want, wait, come on, let y'all choose. Do y'all want to be 0.1 or 0.0%er? I think 0.1 because people won't understand the 0.0. We're going to be an 0.... it could be a 0.999. But we'll do it like this. We're going to be for the 0.... Right. That's what I'm saying, Jay. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about that, man. We might have to change. Yeah. We're going to do the 0.1 or the 0.1%. Yes. Yes. Fuck that. We guys have to change the game around, man. Society has got us thinking that you should be a 1%er, but there's something beyond that 1%. So why can't we be 0.1, goddammit? So we will be 0.1%, because ain't nobody doing what we're doing. Phoenix says 0.001. Yeah. What do y'all think? Okay, guys. What do y'all like? 0.001% or 0.01%? Come on. What y'all got? What do y'all think, man? We want to stand the fuck out. But I think if I'm mathematically with my math, the 0.001% is greater than the 0.1%. But we got to have a thing in here. So we got to put the... Oh, see? All right, so we're gonna dabble with it, guys. We're going to dabble with it, okay? We're going to dabble with it, okay? We're going to dabble with it. Because, gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. Everybody wants y'all to strive for 1%, but why strive for 1% when you can be 0.001% or 0.0001%? What about flipping to neck? I mean, we got to go beyond. So fuck that. Fuck that 1%. We're going to change shit up. We ain't going for the 1%. We ain't going for 0.5, goddammit. We are going for the 0.001, I guess, percent. Because nobody is doing what the fuck we are doing. We are striving for us. We are, hey, hey Rodney, this is my disagree. You are already great. You don't have to strive for greatness. You must retool and reform and bring the greatness back to be even greater than the greatness that you have right now. You got here to reach the egg. You're already great. You've reached the egg. You're great. So now what we got to do real quick is we got to lace this shit right here. A seat at the king's table does not make you his equal. Ooh-wee. I think that might be the title. Sitting at a man's table does not make you his equal. Yeah. Just because you have his attention don't make you equal. So there we go. So there. So yeah. Yes. You know what? I love that. Yeah, y'all remember that. I am one of one. Y'all remember that. Yes. God damn it. We're going to put that in the thumbnail. I am one of one. We might have to put that in the title somewhere. We got to fit that somewhere in there. I am one of one, and that's the truth. That is your fucking truth. That is your truth. And we have got to start showing the difference between us and everybody else. These motherfuckers ain't even going this goddamn deep. They're not going this deep, but you are. Guys, I got nothing but love for you guys, man. I appreciate all you guys out there, man. Stand the fuck up. Stand up. But before we stand up, let's stand in real quick before we go. And let's go into the dojo in your mind, you one-of-one motherfuckers. You 0.0 whatever the fuck percent motherfuckers, man. Let's go ahead and break this down, okay? Let's go break down the creed, everybody, because y'all are winning. Because we are the only ones that teach you guys to say, I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself. I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other women or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. Guys, I appreciate y'all. I just want you guys to appreciate yourselves, man. I got nothing but love for you guys. Make sure when y'all go to bed, remember the graveyard. Remember everybody near thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. We're the only YouTubers that tell you that. Nobody tells you the shit that we tell you. So go ahead and grab your cup. Give yourself, pour a little bit of water, wine, milk, whatever the fuck you drink. Go into the bathroom. Look that man in the mirror. Toast him. Tell him you love him. Tell him you have his back. And I promise he'll say the same thing to you, man. We are out this motherfucking dang. Wait, let's see here. Let's get it, man. Oh, let's get it. Hey, please, let's get this, guys. Y'all are great men. Let's get it. Let's go.